The Morrison government has sparked outrage among Indigenous communities during NAIDOC week by refusing to allow Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags inside the federal parliament. Elizabeth Neal reports.
The Morrison government has blocked a motion to hang the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags in federal parliament's Senate chamber during NAIDOC week, outraging Indigenous communities. Three Indigenous senators put the motion forth to coincide with NAIDOC and to hang the flags alongside the national flag in the upper house. Labor Senators Melandri McCarthy and Patrick Dodson and Green Senator Lydia Thorpe raised the motion but were defeated by the Morrison government and some crossbenchers, 29 votes to 28. A Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre community worker, Sarah Maynard, a Pakana woman from Hobart, says she was disgusted by the decision.
Initially, I was disappointed. I was in fact disgusted. But when I actually had a bit of reflection, I thought, well, why am I not surprised? Because unfortunately, we have racist people who are elected.
Ms. Maynard says Parliament doesn't represent Aboriginal people, so it's no surprise such a big deal was made about the issue.
But why am I not surprised, and why are many Aboriginal people out there not surprised? You know, we don't have a national treaty. The government do not want to change the date of Australia Day. They continuously destroy our heritage.
Government senators defended the decision with Social Services Minister Anne Rustin saying there are other circumstances where presenting the flags are appropriate.
The government believes that the Australian national flag, which represents all Australians, is the only appropriate flag to be flown in the Senate chamber.
In the debate, Senator McCarthy, a Yanyuwa woman, was denied a chance to speak by the coalition, which angered Labor Senator and frontbencher Murray Watt. Senator Watt reminded the Senate of this week's significance for First Nations peoples, causing the government to relent and allow Senator McCarthy a chance to speak. Senator McCarthy said it isn't a surprise the government declined the motion.
The government has actually had this motion before them for 3 months. It wasn't a surprise. I even went and saw the chief government whip and sat in his office and said, hey, 3 months ago, this is what we would like to do.
She also pointed out that the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags have been recognised as national flags since 1995. Senator Thorpe, a Gunai Gunjamara woman, said First Nations peoples identify with the Aboriginal flag in the same way the rest of Australia identifies with the national flag.
Thank you so very much for allowing black people to speak about the black flag. Can I remind you all that we are on stolen land and the Aboriginal flag represents the oldest continuing living culture in the world?
The following day, Senator McCarthy asked Liberal Senator Simon Birmingham, who was representing the Prime Minister, to reconsider the motion.
Liberal governments in New South Wales, Tasmania and soon South Australia all fly the Aboriginal flag in their parliament. Will the minister, as leader of the government in the Senate, reconsider and support the motion to fly the flags, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, here in the Senate?
Senator Birmingham said the government's decision was made clear and that the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags will continue to be flown as appropriate. Upon reflection, Sarah Maynard says there are bigger issues than the Aboriginal flag to be concerned about, and establishing a treaty is the first step toward a brighter future.
I just don't think it should be an issue altogether, and I think we should be focusing on getting a national treaty.
The theme for this year's NAIDOC Week celebration is Always Was, Always Will Be. Ms. Maynard says the theme is representative of the issues Indigenous Australians and Torres Strait Islander peoples have faced in 2020, including the protection and conservation of Indigenous sites.
There's been a real national movement and a real push for Aboriginal people nationally to continue to fight for our areas of land to be returned and also to protect, you know, Aboriginal sites.
NAIDOC Week celebrates the culture and achievements of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and officially concludes November 15.
And that story was by Elizabeth Neal.